Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The Trump tariffs is just an incredible thing. Explosive global tariffs take effect, including 104% on China. 104%. So we thought we had it bad here in South Africa with 30%. But China is 104%. And that's, I think, because China isn't really negotiating and they haven't backed down at all. So that is definitely something. But what is the, of course, Israel also meeting Donald Trump, Netanyahu. They said originally it was about the tariffs. I didn't believe that for one moment, that the prime minister of the country is flying halfway across the world fairly urgently to meet with Donald Trump over tariffs. It didn't make sense. And then when I looked at the body language of the two guys, I was a little bit concerned, which is why we've called in the expert, Tzvi Ofir. Apologies that we came to you late. We were having some issues here. Tzvi, a very good morning. Thank you for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I am well, thank you. I didn't do an analysis of my own analysis of the of whatever we saw there, but whatever visuals I did see bothered me a little bit. I felt that Netanyahu, maybe he is feeling old, thin and tired, looked a bit defeated, but there's something. It didn't feel like this was a successful meeting for Netanyahu. What is your analysis of the meeting in terms of what you read?
Okay, so first of all, I'd like to do a bit of a zoom out, if it's okay.
Sure.
Because both Benjamin Netanyahu and Donald Trump, their body language, it speaks volumes, and they are very different one from the other. So I think that whether this meeting was a success or not, I think that at the end of the day, the results are what are going to count. More than anything else, but we only got a short two short things on Netanyahu. One was when he arrived and Donald Trump went out of his way to go out and greet him. He actually waited outside for a minute and a half, and we know that Donald Trump uses this to send messages, because with Macron he didn't go out at all, and here you see him going out of his way to go out and to greet Netanyahu. And the second thing is, during the semi-press conference, which was afterwards with the questions from the reporters, that it focused a lot more on America's issues than on the Iran deal or things which were for Israel. Therefore, it was a bit difficult to actually say, yes, Benjamin Netanyahu is tired. That is true. But on the other hand, his posture was very calm, centered, controlled. And with Trump, well, Trump, he owns the room. He has expansive gestures, his chest out, you know, he leans forward like he's about to close the deal. And with the same, not only posture, but also gestures and hand movements. So with Netanyahu, his hands are close to his body, precise, you know, it's almost
more controlled.
Right, he's not here to entertain, he's here to convince. With Trump, it's big gestures, the chopping motion, okay sign, and his hands talk almost as much as his mouth does. So those are two things. Facial expressions, Netanyahu keeps a very tight face. If we think, for example, of poker players, then you see very slight facial expressions. Slight smirks, eyebrow raises, and Trump wears his emotions on his face like a show. I mean, he rolls his eyes, raises his brows, smirks, scowls, and etc. Eye contact. So Trump uses eye contact like a weapon. He scans, stares, challenges. And Netanyahu, by contrast, he uses eye contact like a diplomat. He connects just enough to persuade, but never intimidate. So if we put it all together, Netanyahu projects a calm,
methodical.
Methodology in Hebrew. Thank you.
Yes.
I was thinking of methodi in Hebrew. Yeah.
Right.
Strategist. It's like a chess master. And Trump, he's like a poker player. and both want control, but they use opposite styles to get there. So they both use different things in their presence, gestures, and expressions. So the question is for us, you know, which one is more effective, the chess master or the showman?
Right.
And that's the interesting question. That's the interesting thing which we left here. So I think that the results will speak for themselves. We'll see what happens after the meeting, negotiations with Iran. But at the end of the day, it's the results which matter more than anything else.
The question I wanted to ask you as well is I've noticed Trump doing a lot of steepling of his fingers, both up and down. What does steepling convey? And is there a difference if the steeple is faced to the roof or to the floor?
Okay, steepling is used in various places. For instance, in a boardroom, in a meeting of directors or CEOs, then the one who's in charge, he can use the steepling movement, and that gravitates everybody towards the movement. First of all, it has a calming effect inside because it closes magnetic circles. So it's a calming effect inward. And secondly, it has a calming effect outwardly as well. So these are two things which happen simultaneously. Now, we have the Queen of England who used the steepling effect outwards towards people when she was speaking in public. So it doesn't really matter which way it goes, but it has an effect inward and outward as well. With Trump, it's more to think about what's going on and to convey that effect that I'm the one in charge. I'm cool, calm, collected. I'm the one who takes the shots. And that's his main message. And I don't think it really has much. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. You don't think it has much? No problem.
So it doesn't. I don't think it has much difference. No.
Right. Whether it's facing the ceiling or facing the floor.
No.
Very interesting indeed. That is where we do need to leave it. Sphere of Fear. Thank you for that. He's a body language expert. We were looking at Trump and Netanyahu's body language in D.C. Tzvi saying that Trump owns the room, very confident outward, and Netanyahu was very comfortable, but much more contained in his the projection.